This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. My mom always told me never to make a federal case out of things, but sometimes it can work to your advantage, as is the case with a guy who didn't like his car being chalked and then ticketed for parking illegally. And now he's gotten a court ruling in his favor, which, if this were to be applied nationwide, would mean no more chalking of tires. Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, a conversation sponsored by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. So explain to me how chalking a car tire can raise a constitutional issue, Rob.
Well, it's not intuitive, is it? Because it doesn't seem like a search to have someone chalk your tire, particularly since when we're out in public with our car, we think, well, you know, we have a lower expectation of privacy. But it turns out that there is a property-based approach to the Fourth Amendment, which protects us in the Constitution from unreasonable searches. And the property-based approach means that when the government invades your property, when it's accompanied by a physical intrusion, it's a search when two conditions are met. When it's a trespass on a constitutionally protected area, which your car is, although it's protected at a lower level than your home. And secondly, when the intrusion or invasion occurs to obtain information. So on the one hand, it's a trespass under the common law. And on the other hand, constitutionally, it's considered a search.
But what I found interesting was that apparently the law on this was changed by a Supreme Court decision that was written by Justice Scalia.
Well, there's a decision called U.S. v. Jones that this Sixth Circuit case relies on. Jones is a very important case because it went back to the property-based approach to Fourth Amendment protections from search. And it's about the police putting a GPS tracker on a suspect's vehicle, a suspected drug dealer's vehicle. And the Supreme Court held that affixing a tracker to the vehicle is a form of trespass, and you can do it for law enforcement purposes if you obtain a warrant. But the police wanted to be able to track this person's car, obviously without directly following it, without obtaining a warrant. And, you know, I imagine that in that case, in Jones, the police argued, hey, we don't need a warrant with a GPS tracker. After all, we can follow the car around, physically track it with a unmarked police car, and they're right. But the Supreme Court has held in a couple of cases now that when you use technology to track a person's movements, to sort of create a map of their movements over an extended period of time, that's a search. So whether it involves using historical cell phone site records to construct a map of your movements based on all the cell phone towers your phone pinged when you were carrying it, or it's a GPS tracker that they put on your car, you're mapping someone's movements. You can do it if you can persuade a court to give you a warrant, but otherwise you can't.
See, that seems like a stretch to me, because this is equating a chalk mark on a tire on a car that is sitting still to a GPS tracker. Does that make sense to you?
It didn't when I first read the news articles about this case. I was scratching my head. Then I read the Sixth Circuit's opinion, and it actually makes more sense when you read what this unanimous three-judge panel agreed on. When there's a physical intrusion, like marking the tire is a physical intrusion, It's a search if the area that's intruded on is constitutionally protected. Again, your car is protected at least to some extent, and it's done to obtain information that can be used to obtain some sort of criminal conviction, or in this case, it's just a citation. So they said, yeah, it's a type of search for that reason. And that's what brings the Jones case involving GPS trackers in. It's not that marking the tire is like a GPS tracker. It's the constitutional test set forth by the Supreme Court in Justice Scalia's opinion in that case.
I see. So the Stone Age practice of chalking a tire is unconstitutional, but the high-tech scanning of license plates, for example, perfectly okay.
Yeah, because there you're just, you're taking a picture of it. Or I'll give you another example. When you cross the border, a lot of people don't realize that, their license plate being photographed and their images are being taken by a cameras mounted at the Customs and Border Patrol station.
Right.
I had a reporter say to me once, well, they can't do that. They can't take a picture of my license plate and know that I'm crossing back and forth across the border. And I just laughed because, well, yeah, they can, because there's not a real high expectation of privacy when you roll around in your car with a license plate on it. Yes, they can take a picture of your license plate.
Heck. Most of us have our license plate photographed at least twice a day just going to and from work.
Well, that's exactly right. And when the toll bridges went up and that technology started to be used, a lot of questions were raised about privacy. And the state has put, you know, protections for that privacy in place. But there's no way around the fact that they're keeping records, at least for a while, of your movements. And of course, that's a very popular set of data that people going through divorces, for example, sometimes want to get. But fortunately, the state won't provide it.
Just don't use chalk and you'll be fine. Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Dave.